We are in first place, and we're owning the NFC South. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
It is a Victory Monday. Of course, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Mike Bell, it looked like you had a terrific time down in Tampa. I know you were there Friday, Saturday before Sunday's game. And I certainly want to get your insight into what you saw down there. But this was a fun game, man. And listen, back and forth on Friday, thanks to everybody that stopped by at State Farm Arena. Chris and I were going back and forth about how this was going to play out. And I was pretty confident that we were going to win the game. What I did know, Mike, is this thing was going to come down to the last few seconds and Baker Mayfield at our own 33-yard line with a chance to potentially win the game is something that I did not envision.
Yeah, the safety, and luckily it was not a touchdown for the Bucs, but the safety with Algier, that was a big turning point. And then look, yeah, did the Falcons get a little conservative? Yeah, they did. But you can understand that. I don't blame Coach Ra. I get what was going on. You were just trying to kick. Hey, who's going to make that 45-yarder? Oops. So that kind of changed everything, Carl. And then, yeah, they go right down the field. We didn't know at the time at the stadium about the state trooper that got, like, rolled over in the end zone. But, I mean, all hell was breaking loose there. But, yeah, it was one of those crazy games where you just felt, as a Falcon fan, man, we have no pass rush. This is just where it's at. We can talk about it. We can dance around the subject. We've talked to Coach Ra about it. We'll talk about it again on Wednesday up at Falcons headquarters. They've got to do something. You got to make a trade. You've got to bring somebody else in here, Carl, because – you realize it, real quick, guys, 50 passing attempts, 50 for Baker Mayfield and not one sack. That's like defies the law of averages of the NFL, doesn't it?
It does. The crazy thing is, and remember, I've been saying this for the last few weeks, turnovers are the difference. You had three. And so when you talk about taking turnovers and turning them into points, Mike, I'm not telling you it makes up for sacks. I'm with you on this because it hasn't come back to bite us yet, but it will. There's going to be a game between now and the end of the season, or maybe two or three games before the end of the season, where we don't get enough pressure, and Mike, that particular game comes back to haunt us. But here's the deal. We've won 4 or 5. We're 4-0 in the division. We've got a 2-game lead now over these guys, and we don't see them again. And guys, here's the reason why we are in this predicament. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Our quarterback, he's better than they are. He's better than Baker Mayfield.
I was like, man, this dude, he's legit.
He's been that way the last two times we've seen him. He's outplayed Baker in these two games. Mike, Derek Carr is injured. He's not better than Kirk Cousins. And certainly what Carolina is throwing out there right now is not better. We're in this predicament because he was so damn proficient yesterday. 276 yards, 4 touchdowns, 4 different guys. Kyle Pitts had 2, Darnell Mooney, Bijan. This is why we went out and got this guy.
And how about the fact he's scrambling? I can't tell you. I thought I was going to have a heart attack watching Kirk Cousins pick him up and put him down. And then he had 4th and 1, so he's got to do the sneak. So dare I say, Carl, that Achilles is 100% healed up. That was unbelievable. Then Kirk goes on and says, yeah, I probably want to be doing more of that. No! No, no, no. Don't do that unless you really, really have to. And there's nobody within like 20 feet of you.
But can we be honest, though? Nobody expected it.
The entire stadium. I can tell you this. Guys, I'm 4 rows behind the Falcons bench. The defensive players all kind of bowed up like, oh, hell no, as it happened. Everybody was going bananas. Unbelievable. And also, I was telling Carl and I was texting during the weekend, is the interplay between Kirk and the offensive line. They do have that first great scoring drive, and then they go and they have, I think it's like a 3-and-out. He's talking to the offensive line. He's like a coach. He's working the entire sideline during the game.
404-726-0929. So what are we? No, I mean, what are we at this point in the season? Guys, we're about to head into the halfway point. What do you know about this team? What do you feel about this team? Hit us up. Text us at 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put Him Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game as we will continue to talk about this game. And now here come the Cowboys. Anybody watch that game last night?
Yeah. I'll give him credit, though, because it looked like San Francisco was going to run away with it, and then Dallas came back.
It did. And here's the deal. We got all week to chop this up. But bottom line is they got problems. And I'm going to tell you right now, not only are we going to be favored at home, Mike, but we should win this game with the way the Cowboys are operating right now. Now, I know they've been without Micah Parsons, but let's keep rolling. There's no reason, because the big bad Cowboys are coming in, that we should be fearing anything. The good news is you've handled your business in this division, as Coach had talked about. And he's been saying all offseason, we got to outrun the South. And it sounds corny, but it's not. You got to win your division, man. It's the quickest way to get to the playoffs. And, Mike, you get a home game.
Guys, to have this early in the season and be 4-0 in your division, own the tiebreaker over your biggest, arguably closest opponent. And, again, we'll see what the Bucks maybe try to do with the trade deadline to beef things up. But, yeah, like Baker Mayfield, he gave you a couple of picks. That's on him. But those were picks. That was an amazing steal the ball from the receiver by Jesse Bates. And that's arguably the I would say right now, I think that's A.J. Terrell's best game as a Falcon. On Sunday. That was, again, I'm sitting behind the bench. I sent you guys the video. The reaction, it's almost like the players hear this talk about he's one of the highest paid corners, and he's not a ball hawk. The entire defense is around him. I got Mike Bell, ATL, and they're going bananas. You'd have thought he just literally won the Super Bowl the way they reacted.
Well, I think, Mike, everybody wants to see their teammates win, right? And when I say that, win at what you do. If your job is to intercept balls, I want to see you win. If your job is to get the quarterback, I want to see you win. Now, while we're talking about winning, let's talk about the elephant in the room. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Then I'm going to let you hear Raheem Morris as we talk about this victory on a Victory Monday. Matthew Judon, is he what we thought we were getting? Now, Mike, he's older, but I got to tell you, this quick twitch thing that coaches talk about and the get off that we've talked about, meaning the ball's and the ball's hiked and the guy's, and I'm off the ball. All of that stuff we talked about, I'm not seeing.
No, and we interviewed Matthew Judon a couple weeks back, and like I love his intensity, but he's just not getting there. He's just not getting there. Hell, his best play was when he got stuck because of the defensive assignment in coverage on a wide receiver, and actually Baker Mayfield overthrows the guy, but he was not having an impact curl on the line of scrimmage. He just didn't get there.
All right, so with that said, and again, it doesn't mean, I've said this, he doesn't have impact because guys are like, is he a bust? Well, no, because again, he's getting tipped balls. He's around the quarterback. He's even getting quarterback hits, but they're not sacks. So what's the assessment now? Because, Mike, this was supposed to be a guy that was going to be a difference maker. He's a really good player right now. This is my evaluation, guys, 8 weeks in. Mike, he's a good player. He's not killing it.
No.
He's certainly not a guy that you go, man, we got to know what's going on with Judon. I just feel like the get off and the things that I thought I would see are just not there.
Nope. And at age 32, this is why there was a contract impasse, at least where he thought he was going to be getting paid with New England, and New England moves him off the roster. And I don't want to say it because I still believe that there's something there can happen in the next couple of games, but he needs somebody to, I don't know, he does get double teamed from time to time, but also he gets handled. I mean, if I'm honest, he just gets handled, and he gets kind of lost, and he gets sort of swallowed up by some of the tackles, at least what I saw in the last couple of weeks. He's got 1.5 sacks. We brought this guy in here to be a guy that's going to be a force multiplier, make everybody else better. The only thing I can say is, and I don't know if this is going to, and we'll try to find out more up at Flower Branch on Wednesday, Jimmy Lake calling the right defense? Is this the best? Or Jimmy Lake look at the forces that he's got to work with and say, this is the best I can do, and this is all I can do? Or can he scheme something to get some pressure on the quarterback?
We're going to have to do something. And here's the other part of this. I'm challenging Matthew Judon today. I need to see you show up. We challenged Kyle Pitts. Guess what? He showed up. He's doing what we expect Kyle Pitts to do at this point. Matthew Judon, it's time for you to step up. It's time for you to get to the quarterback, make some pressure, make some things happen in the backfield, be that beast we saw you be in New England, and step up. It's not like we need new dudes. I just need you to play better. And right now, Mike, that's not happening with all the goodness that we're talking about. And there was a lot of goodness right now with the Falcons. I wouldn't want to be in a better position than we're in. But there are certain dudes, if we're going to take this to the next level,
right,
there are certain dudes that got to step up.
You've got to get some guys involved. Now, again, because we don't have Braylon Trice with the injury, you can't talk about it. He's not on the field, so it don't matter. But, I mean, Brandon Dorlus and some of these other guys, I mean, get everybody, the young guys out there, it's just not there. Ebikadi's not getting there. Ebikadi was getting there last year, but he's not getting there in Jimmy Lake's defense. So what the hell's the difference, right?
It's something we're going to continue to examine, but flat out, man, like, listen, I'm happy for Jesse. Jesse's just, he's the best, period. AJ, Mike said it. If that was his best game, let's build on it, okay? Because this is what we need you to be. We need you to be a ball hawk. He also brought the wood yesterday.
He's hitting people.
Yeah, he laid some people out. But as far as the win and how it feels right now, it feels damn good to be a Falcon fan. 404-726-0929, that is the number. Let me hear Raheem Morris talk about how it feels for him to be in this position.
It's awesome, man. Coming down here to Tampa, these guys putting together, fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding, what we love to do.
All right.
But, I mean, you said it, though. Kirk Cousins, baby, clean game. Baker Mayfield couldn't say the same thing. I thought the game plan from Zach Robinson was perfect. I thought everything you wanted to see, Carl, you got in this one. Everybody got involved. Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell?
What's up?
I beat you to it.
Yeah.
But Darnell makes this little move. Whoop, whoop. He gets the corner going one way. That's one of the easiest, most beautiful touchdowns I think Falcon fans have seen, well, since Matt Ryan was QB.